The Book of Ruth, Chapter 4. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, to whom he said, "Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here." And he turned aside and sat down. One way or another, this issue is going to be settled. Ruth and Boaz either going to be married or not, and Boaz wants to settle this issue as quickly as he possibly can. 2. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit ye down here." And they sat down. The city elders were the city officials. They were the judges. This all has to be official. Verse 3. And he said to the kinsmen, "Naomi, that has come again out of the country of Moab, sells a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's." The first step for a poor person like Naomi was to sell her property. If her fortunes did not change, she would then have to sell herself into indentured slavery. Verse 4, "And I thought to advertise you," or inform you, "saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is none to redeem it beside you, and I am after you." And he said, "I will redeem it." It probably was not easy for Boaz, but he really had no choice. He gave this man the first choice because it was the right thing to do. Boaz and Ruth love each other, but they love God more. And as a result, they decided to play by the rules and trust God. Boaz and Ruth will have each other if it is what God wants. Verse 5, "Then said Boaz, what day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance." He said yes to buying Naomi's land and restoring it to her. But now he's told that if he redeems the land, he also has to marry Ruth and raise up an offspring in the name of her dead husband. 6. And the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem ye my right to yourself, for I cannot redeem it." He would take money out of the bank to buy Naomi's land, but he's not willing to marry a widow, buy the land, and donate it to her and her future heir. The price just got too high for this relative, and that's because he didn't love Ruth. You see, when a person loves, the price is never too high. That's why the Bible says love endures all things. 7. Now, this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said to Boaz, "Buy it for you." So he drew off his shoe. In those days, if you wanted to transfer the right of purchase from you to someone else, you would have to remove your sandal and give it to that person in order to make it official. 9. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, "You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's, and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Boaz has restored the land that belonged to Naomi and has taken over the reins of that household. Verse 10. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel. And do ye worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. The elders are genuinely happy for Boaz. They pray that he will have a great life with his new family. They're happy because he is happy. And the Bible says that we are to rejoice when others rejoice and weep with those who weep. Verse 12. And let your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, of the seed which the Lord shall give you of this young woman. They pray that God will give Boaz many important children. If they only could have lived to see how they hit the bullseye with that prayer. I mean, right on target. From the line of Boaz came King David, and later on, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The things we pray for today may not be answered until after we die. But, you know, there with some things, we see the answer right away, and with other things, we don't see the answer until eternity. But if it's in God's will, we'll see the answer. 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went in to her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the woman said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. God gave Naomi what she longed for. And you know, when a person lives for God, the Lord always manages to find a way of working things out. It isn't always what we want exactly, but somehow or another, he works through people or even events to get us what we need. 15. And he shall be to you a restorer of your life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, which loves you, which is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse to it. Naomi had waited a long time for her grandson and probably thought it was an impossible hope given the circumstances of her life. But it happened. And I'll bet you one thing, I bet she never took her grandson for granted. When we are forced to live without something, we really value it when we finally get it. 17. And the woman, her neighbors gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. They let the neighbors name the baby. Ruth and Boaz, I think, were really admired in the community. Everyone was excited about the good turn of events for this family. 18. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez fathered Hezron. Hezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Amminadab. Amminadab fathered Nashon. And Nashon fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz, And Boaz fathered Obed, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David. Their son is King David's grandfather. Ruth, Boaz, their son, and his offspring are all in the Messianic line. And now you see why this book is in the Bible. And now you see why it was so important for Ruth and Boaz to get together. It all happened to keep the Messianic line going.